More residents of southern Lebanon are fleeing as Israel warns of further attacks in the Nabatiya province. A fragile 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Iran-backed militant group Hezbollah came into effect on the 17th of April, with the ceasefire last week extended into mid-May. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Hezbollah's actions are threatening the truce between Israel and Lebanon.
We are operating vigorously according to rules that we agreed upon with the United States and also, incidentally, with Lebanon. And that means freedom of action not only to respond to attacks, that's clear, but to thwart immediate threats and also to jeopardize emerging threats.
Hezbollah says its shelling of Israeli targets is a legitimate response to Israel's own violations of the ceasefire. The Lebanese Health Ministry reports 2,509 people have been killed to date in Israeli strikes on Lebanon that began in March, with a further 7,755 people wounded. The attacks began after Hezbollah targeted Israel in retaliation over the killing of Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei.